This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
On today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, Tampa's forecast is frozen. Stay tuned. Season 4, episode 51 of the Bolts Broadcast. Mike Mitchelson and Chase Crawshaw with you today. Chase, how are you on this fine Wednesday afternoon?
Oh, I'm hanging in, doing swell, you know. It's ugly outside. It hailed like a mofo during the day. And last night, it's supposed to, I don't remember exactly how big it got, but I know it was supposed to get as big as like tennis ball size hail. Luckily, no shattered windows or anything. Not in the car. A couple dents in the car, a couple chip paint spots I'm a little annoyed about, but you know, we're living, so it's all right. How about you down there?
I'm incredibly disappointed because, unlike you, Indianapolis was, I mean, very much like Michigan. Indianapolis was supposed to get absolutely smoked. Hail, thunderstorms, possible tornadoes, all of that. And all we got was a little bit of thunderstorm. I think we only got maybe an inch and a half of actual water. We never experienced any hail. The wind got to a max like 18 miles per hour. It's like, come on. Everyone was hyping it up and nothing.
You're disappointed that your car didn't get chipped paint because of hail?
Yes. Very much so. Why?
All right, well, you're a different breed, I guess.
If anything, I'm optimistic. As I got into work today, everyone talking about it. Ooh, big scary storm coming. Most people were hitting me with the, I'm just hoping my car gets taken away in the tornado so I can get a new one. And I'm like, hey, fair enough. I mean, it might take a while for, you know, the insurance to kick in and, you know, all that. Might not be able to make it to work tomorrow, but.
Yeah, that's not an overnight process there.
Mm-hmm. So,
interesting.
Yeah, it was weird, but I think a lot of people at work were, you know, hoping for something. It didn't need to be, we weren't hoping for tornadoes and mass damage and, you know, stuff like that. But the little flicker of the lights, we couldn't even get that. So it was just disappointing. Everyone was hyping it up to be the biggest, baddest storm that Indianapolis will ever see. And sure enough, it was just another thunderstorm. Little disappointed. But I think it's just because of expectations. Expectations were so high. So, for example, Bolts Broadcast, expectations so high. Knock it out of the park every time. So you're happy about it, right? Well, expectations for the storm, super high. Didn't live up to it. Super disappointed.
You're weird.
Do you like storms?
Yeah, I mean, I don't like storms. I don't hate storms. I don't have any issue. Like, if it's just, you know, nice rain and it's not like super loud thunder to the point where it's like louder than my freaking TV, you know, like that type of stuff, that's fine, but I don't want hail. Why the hell would I want hail?
Yeah, hail is, I mean, it is, but I love thunderstorms, and if I was less intelligent than I actually am, I'd probably be a storm chaser, because I think storms are awesome, but, you know, I understand the fact that tornado can kill you, so probably don't want to go mess with that and chase it. But overall, thunderstorms and stuff like that is just super interesting, at least.
I mean, sure, I guess, but I don't know. You know what's nice? It's like sunny and 75 with a slight breeze.
Hey, I agree. Being on the lake, ooh.
Yeah, that's what I think is even better. Even if you're on the water, you can even go up to 80.
Yeah, and we were talking about breaking out the country music here recently. I did probably about 3-4 weeks ago, and it's like Christmas music. You know, as it starts getting warmer, you got to bring it out for the season. And yep. I've been absolutely digging it with these warm days. I know you brought it out recently too.
I did. I brought it out, and then three of the next 5 days have been very loud storms, lightning, hail, and rain, just heavy rain. So I think I jinxed it.
Yeah, it probably was your fault, to be honest.
What isn't at this point?
Great point. Well, on today's episode of the Bolts Broadcast, going to be doing a little game preview because nothing to review. Also, after commercial break, talking about a couple of awards when it comes to the NHL, as well as talk about the Frozen Four, which is in Tampa this year. So that's going to be exciting. But with not a lot of things happening in the NHL world over the last 4 days since we last recorded, or 3 days, really. Chase, I wanted to get your opinion on the baseball season. Like, I don't know about you, but I have been incredibly excited for baseball this year. I've watched a couple of games, hop into MLB The Show 23, been playing a little bit of that, and hell, I'm even in a baseball fantasy league. Now, I haven't checked it since the draft happened, but nonetheless, I did join a league.
Yeah, I guess that's something. It's good. I'm happy it's here. I got my league I started doing last year. So, you know, becoming more and more of a baseball fan as the years go on. You know, before I was like, yeah, this is just so boring. I could watch so many other things, but yeah, it's finally, you know, finally kind of popping up on my radar, for lack of a better term, a bit more. So doing this fantasy league definitely helps quite a bit. I've got a wagon of a team, so that also makes it very fun. Oh crap. Looking at my lineup, I got to take Juan Soto out. He ain't playing today. Oh, never mind. Everyone else.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little too late.
I just checked my lineup. Same thing either.
What's that?
I said, I just checked my lineup. Same thing. Juan Soto in there and, no one to switch out.
Yeah. Everyone on my bench isn't playing, so it really doesn't matter anyway. But, anywho, yeah, no, the team's gross. I have a great hitting lineup, like solid pitching group. I have by far the best hitting in this league, not even close. Anyway, baseball, it's definitely going to be more intriguing this year. It already is a bit with the pitch clock. Makes things go faster, because, you know, I love going to a baseball game. Going to a baseball game is one of the best things, because it's pretty relaxed. It's super nonchalant. It's not like hockey where you have to be watching every second, otherwise you're gonna miss something. Or it's not like football where, you know, you have to get super diehard at it. You know, baseball, it can just be a nice day out. You're in the warm weather. You're just hanging out. Especially if you're going to like a day game during the week, you're getting some really cheap tickets. You just go have a beer and a hot dog. It's a great vibe. So I'm happy that it's back around. I'm going to be going to a couple games this year. I kind of got off topic, because as I was saying all that with the pitch clock, it was hard watching on TV before, because like, it just took too long. It got boring. But
yep.
Now with pitch clock there, it'll be easier to watch on TV and still very enjoyable going to the games.
You know, I think it was a perfect, really just home run for the MLB. They had the World Baseball Classic, which obviously got a lot of fans excited. And then the pitch clock came in, and I'm looking at stats right now. On opening day, this year compared to last year, viewership was up 42%.
That's huge.
The MLB was, I hate to say it because it's America's pastime, but the MLB was very much a dying sport when you look at viewership over the last decade. This year, something different. They got the pitch clock. The MLB, or the baseball classic, happened. Like, just everyone is more focused on it, and it's been great for the MLB. So hopefully they keep rolling with it, because I'm super excited about it, even though my Red Sox are sitting, I think, 2-3 right now. Not great. How about your Tigers? What are they doing?
Dude, they're terrible. They're horrible. they're playing the Astros, so that's not a fun matchup this week. They lost 8-2 today. So it's a tough series to go on through, but if they crack 70 wins, I'm going to be ecstatic, because I can't even imagine that happening. It's going to be a long road for the Tigers. They have a horrible, horrible prospect system, or a prospect group, whatever you want to call it. And they're really going to need to retool it over the next couple of years. So they're going to be probably 3-4 years out before you can even start considering that they might get a couple of extra wins. They're just in hell thanks to freaking El Avila.
Yeah, it's a tough one. But hey, Tampa fans, they should be pumped. With a Rays 7-2 victory today over the Nationals, they now sit 6-0, off to a great start for the Tampa boys.
Killing it.
Speaking of the Tampa boys, Chase, we should probably talk about our Tampa Bay Lightning here. Not much to talk about when it comes to game-related stuff that has already occurred because we haven't had a game. We do have one tonight, but obviously we record Wednesday so we can release Thursday. Have not been able to take a peek at that one, but we do have games to preview. That starts tomorrow, Thursday, against the New York Islanders. The Islanders currently in a wild card spot. This is a team that I would love to see a big victory over because beating teams within your own conference on the way to the playoffs is huge.
Yeah, it definitely helps you feel good. And obviously not much is changing for the Lightning and the Leafs, that their matchup's kind of set, but it kind of helps momentum, a good confidence booster. So it would be good to kind of take this back to back. We'll be, you know, going against the Rangers tonight. You guys will know the outcome by the time this comes out. And then tomorrow, just staying in town, just going to play the Islanders instead. Should be a fun little matchup. Three games in 4 days is the second leg of that stretch. And I would expect it'll probably be Brian Elliott going in that. I'm going to have to guess Vasilevskiy going tonight. I haven't even checked the lineup yet to see. So I got to assume that Elliott will be the one going tonight, or as of recording tonight, I should say. And hopefully he does all right because, you know, been a bit of a struggle for him the last couple of years. You know, the numbers haven't been fantastic. You know, it'd be cool to see him play well.
Yeah, it sure would. And then we got Ottawa on Saturday, and this is a team that technically still has a chance to hop into the playoffs, but they're looking at a hard run. So if we can just end their season here, that would be a great morale booster for us, as well as it'd be fun to take out a divisional opponent.
God, you're just rooting for the downfall teams. It's pretty rude of you. Yeah. But no, I get what you're saying. It should be a winnable game. You know, the Senators, they're not a bad team. They're also not a great team. So it should be winnable, not too much of an issue. It'd be tough for the Senators because that kind of would be the end of the season for them. But, you know, that's just the way it goes sometimes. But at the same time, you know, we got 5 games left in the year. I expect Vasilevskiy to go against the Rangers. I expect Elliott to go against the Islanders. And then that leaves 3 games. And if it were me, I would play Brian Elliott in 2 of them, which 2, I don't know. I don't know if I go back to back Ottawa, Toronto, and give them 3 games in a row, or if I go now Toronto, Detroit, or if I go Ottawa, Detroit, whatever it might be, I don't know. So, you know, Elliott might be the one in that here, might be helping out Ottawa a little bit. I don't know. We'll see.
What do you think about throwing Brian Elliott into net against Toronto and just let them get a little confidence during the regular season? But then once they first the stone wall that is Andrei Vasilevskiy in playoffs, you know, it gets rid of their morale a little bit.
Or it could be a little plot twist. Vasilevskiy could put up like a 45 save shutout and be like, yeah, you guys are going to see this in a week. And then they get scared and then they just absolutely flop.
That too.
So either way, let's just demoralize them.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
One way or another at some point, yeah.
I'd love to see it. And with this Ottawa matchup, you know, I would love to say that Tampa is the sole reason that they get eliminated from the playoffs. But let's be honest, they've done that to themselves over their last 10 games, 4-3-3. It's been a tough look for them, which makes me more confident when it comes to Tampa. The last time we saw them was March 23rd. We lost 7-2. It wasn't great, but this is a different Tampa team. We're now on a good win streak of 3, hopefully 4 after tonight, and hopefully 5 after the Islanders game. Little different Tampa team than the one the Senators saw back 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, it definitely is. We're finally getting that momentum, finally getting rolling. And you know, honestly, kind of what I'm feeling here is, you know, we're on that 3-game burner. We'll get 4 tonight, and we'll probably finish 8 the regular season since there's going to be 8 games, you know, left in that span. And we'll probably just go 16-0 through the playoffs. Honestly, I don't know why that can't happen. Like, you're playing the game, you might as well just win it, right?
Seems easy enough.
To me, it does. Like, I don't know why more teams just don't win. I don't know. Like, if me personally, like, I would just go out there and win.
It's kind of confusing, isn't it?
It makes no sense to
me. Maybe we should get into the locker room because it seems the mentality isn't really there for that. They're like, oh, well, we want to put on a show and, you know, have an entertaining league. But we should get in there and just be like, no, just win.
No, just win the hockey game. Like, why not? You're already here. Just win.
Yeah, it's easy enough. I don't really get it. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the first half of the show. We want to go to a quick commercial break, say hi to our friends over at DraftKings, and after the commercial break, talk about some NHL awards as well as the Frozen Four. The biggest tournament in college basketball is underway, and the action is just getting started on the DraftKings Sportsbook, one of America's top-rated sportsbook apps. Right now, new customers can bet just $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and score $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Plus, combine bets for a shot at an even bigger payout. DraftKings will be featuring parlays and odd boosts all tournament long, so be sure to check out the DraftKings Sportsbook app every day to see what they have in store. Will FAU continue their miracle run, or will the Final Four be their final resting spot? Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and sign up with code THPN. Right now, new customers can bet $5 on any pregame moneyline bet and get $150 in bonus bets if your team wins. Only at the DraftKings Sportsbook with code THPN. Minimum age and eligibility restrictions apply. See show notes for details. Shout out to our friends over at DraftKings. Thanks so much for sponsoring the show. Chase, I know you were rooting for San Diego State in the tournament. I was personally I wasn't really pulling for anyone. Like, if personal belief, I would have rather take UConn, but at the same time, the guy who said 70-1 San Diego State back in November, I was also rooting for him, so I didn't have a big stake in it, but UConn, they kind of just dominated the game.
Yeah, SDSU had a couple stretches where it's like, all right, let's turn this into a ball game, and then the script just immediately flipped, which sucked. It would have been cool to see it a little more competitive, but it is what it is. I was definitely rooting for SDSU, FAU, whichever came out of that side. Basically, the whole freaking bracket, almost whoever came out of that side is kind of who I was rooting for. But alas, even though it was, you know, a lower seed, it's still a team that is very prominent in the college basketball scene. Men's, women's, doesn't matter. I would have liked to see someone different. It would have been cool to see SDSU win. But here we are, whatever. It's basketball. I'm not going to lose any sleep over it.
Yeah, and UConn now has, I think, 5 national championships in the last 2 decades, which... pretty impressive. I mean, they're also a team that has missed the tournament quite a few times, but I mean, 5 national championships the last 2 decades, that's by far the most. So hats off to them.
It's just boomer bust for them. Yeah, it's just literal boomer bust.
Yeah, it's been crazy. But any sports bets on the book tonight?
Nothing tonight. So the money that I had in my account, I placed bunch of it just kind of on like random futures and stuff, some NFL draft related, some, you know, like championship related, you know, like MLB championship stuff. I couldn't find any like NHL odds that I like, so I didn't do any of that, but just basically all futures in there right now. Don't have anything extra for live bets at the moment.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Well, if we are betting on something, it's our boy Jason McCrimmon.
Yes, sir. So everybody make sure to go to NHL.com and go vote in the Willie O'Ree Award for Jason McCrimmon. If you don't know, he is he runs a nonprofit. I should say owner of a nonprofit. I don't know what's the right word, but he runs a nonprofit charity here in Detroit, Michigan, Detroit Ice Dreams. It's designed to get inner city kids into the sport of hockey by helping provide them equipment, ice time, and just kind of structure in their life and mentorship. And I know Jason personally. It's an awesome honor for him to be one of the 3 finalists for this award. Just such an amazing, honorable, just achievement to even be spoken in the same sentence as Willie O'Ree. So please, everyone, go vote for Jason McCrimmon. You know, the other 2 finalists, obviously, they have done great things as well to get to this point. But it would really be awesome for me to see, you know, someone that's very close to me end up winning this award. It would be so cool. So I've been texting everybody, messaging everybody, tweeting it. Everyone's got to go vote. So please go do that. There's, I think, 12 more days left as of this recording. So make sure to get in on it.
Yeah, I've been rooting for the boy, Jason. Now, I don't know him personally, but the conversations I've had with you, Chase, about him Seems like an awesome dude and would love to see him take home that award. And, I mean, helping my home area, Detroit, is also just fantastic. How do you not root for that? So excited to see the outcome of that one. But like Chase mentioned, if you would so gracefully go root or go vote for Jason McCrimmon, that'd be fantastic. Chase, let's not talk about Wayne Gretzky, as he wants to see a new award be given out.
Yeah, so Wayno there, you know, I agree with him big time on this one. He wants to see a Bobby Orr award. So, you know, right now we got the Norris. It's supposed to be for the best defenseman in the league. And he wants to see Bobby Orr get his own recognition as the best offensive defenseman in the league, as well as James Norris still exists and being the best all-around defenseman. And I've said the same thing for a while, that Bobby Orr should get his own trophy because he changed the game of hockey. He truly did. You know, James Norris is one of the great early defensemen of all time. You know, he made a strong impact as well. But Bobby Orr completely changed the sport. There was no defenseman who was doing the things that he did. There was no player really doing the things that he did. He's the reason that Cale Makar exists, because if it wasn't for Bobby Orr, no defenseman would have started trying to play that way. Every guy like that would have just played forward. But now the game, it's so much fun. We get to see a Cale Makar. We get to see, you know, a Rasmus Dahlin and a Quinn Hughes. We get to see these types of guys. And it really is thanks to Bobby Orr. So I would love to see that award given out to the best offensive defenseman. It doesn't have to be just pure points scoring. You can make it, obviously, points, or you can make it, again, factoring in the goals and the plus minus and the power points, all that stuff too. So it doesn't have to be just a scoring race thing. You can still make it a vote type thing. It's also having the best two-way defenseman. And who knows, maybe the leading scorer, like Hedman has been up in that point where he's been one of the top scorers in the league on top of being a very strong two-way defenseman. So maybe you can win both awards, and that would be awesome too. So the NHL should definitely consider it. I don't know what the process is of them, you know, kind of creating or adding a new award, but they should definitely consider this very strongly.
Yeah, I'm 100% in on this. I mean, it gives not only a voice to the amazing offensive defensemen we have in the league, but it also talks to the defensemen that are a little bit more defensively inclined, like your Mackenzie Wiegers and others of the such. Like, it'd be great to see them get their recognition with the James Norris, while another player like a Cale Makar, who's going off with 90 points, can still get his recognition as well. I mean, forwards, they have so many awards. Goalies even have two awards. So why can't we give just a little bit more to our defensemen in the league?
I agree 1,000%. It's something that I have fought for years, and I will continue fighting for until it eventually happens. And I do have a feeling that it might eventually happen.
Yeah, I'm excited. It would be fantastic to see Bobby Orr with his own award in the NHL awards. Be fantastic. But Chase, let's talk about the final four, or the Frozen Four now. The final four teams coming out of Minnesota, Michigan, Quinnipiac, all pretty expected. But then we see BU back here. It's been a while since BU has been dominant. You look at the Jack Eichel days, but seeing BU, an unranked team, hop into this Frozen Four, it's good to see.
Yeah, it is. Like, they're obviously a school that gets a lot of recruits, a lot of talent in, but it just hasn't kind of been there the last couple of years. It's been you know, just a few other schools have kind of taken them out. Michigan's obviously been at the top. The Minnesota schools basically always do very well, especially the University of Minnesota. And see BU kind of back in this action as well. It's nice, but obviously we on the show will be rooting for the Michigan boys, because, like, who wants those other schools to win, right?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I think whoever comes out of the Michigan Quinnipiac game is who I'm pulling for, just because even though I have hard times saying Quinnipiac, it's also just such a cool name.
And I still don't even know if it's Quinnipiac or Quinnipiac. I still don't know which way to pronounce it.
Quinnipiac?
It's just like the emphasis. Yeah, Quinnipiac. It might be like, you know, like the prominence more towards the front of the word than the middle of the word.
That's too much nip.
Quinnipiac or Quinnipiac.
That's too much. What do you say? That's too much nip. Quinnipiac? Yeah. Give me Quinnipiac. Yeah, Quinnipiac.
I don't think there's ever such a thing as too much nip.
Too much nip, Chase. Don't get the Dolphins out. We don't need them.
People have no idea what that means.
No, they do not.
That's an inside one too. No one else will know. That's us.
Well, these Frozen Four games, what are we thinking? I mean, obviously you're pulling for Michigan, so assuming you're going to have them over Quinnipiac, but Minnesota BU, you think BU has the upset, or do you think Minnesota is just too strong of a team at this point?
Well, BU absolutely has a shot. You don't get to this point if you don't have a shot, but I fully expect Minnesota to take that one. I don't think it'll be an ass-kicking by any means, but it should be a relatively safe win for them. Michigan and Quinnipiac, that'll be more of a fun game, but again, I still expect the favorite there, Michigan, to come out on top. I honestly, if Michigan, like in my opinion, they were the best team. They're the best team in the country this year, despite what they, you know, were like finished at seeding wise. They were the number one team to me. So me coming into all this, that they were the favorites to me. So I still expect them to win it all. It really would be quite disappointing if they don't. I know they've had a coaching change. They went from Mel Pearson, who was not very well revered, to Brandon Dorado, who is very well revered. And maybe that's going to help them. They'll keep getting recruits. But if they keep falling, you know, short with all these talented teams that they have, maybe players start looking elsewhere. Because right now, everybody keeps just funneling to Michigan from the U.S. program because, like, they're living in Plymouth and then Ann Arbor's just down the street. So they're by the school all the time. So they can see the fandom. They can see how good the team is. They all want to go there. But if they're just not proven that they can get themselves over that hump, I'm nervous. Maybe they'll start going elsewhere.
Maybe they'll join our Tampa first round pick over at Michigan State.
They will not join Sparty. I already knew that's exactly what you were going to say.
Sparty's coming through, baby. Get ready.
They did a good job with their transfers with Isaac Howard and Red Savage. I really like those additions for them. But it's really been since, like,
it's been a while.
Maybe since Advocator, like they won that natty back in like 04, 06, whatever the hell it was. That might have been the last time they were like truly relevant.
Mm-hmm. It's been a while. But yeah. A little preview for the Michigan-Quinnipiac game. Michigan-Quinnipiac matched up in the quarterfinals last year, and Michigan took them out 7-4. So that might be a little sneak peek on what happens in that game. And then I was looking, Minnesota, they actually lost in the semifinals last year to Minnesota State, who then eventually fell to Denver as your champion. But this year, we do not see Denver get through. We do not see Minnesota State even in the tournament, so it's going to be exciting. We're going to have new teams in the championship, and I know, Chase, you're probably thinking it's going to be the M teams.
I do think it's going to be the M teams. I really do, and that's what I think that would be the best game in the final, is those two facing off, but I would probably prefer it be Michigan BU. That'd be the game I'd have the most fun watching because of the four teams. Those are the two that I think I like the most.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, that's going to do it for the show. Aside from, of course, a hockey name of the day, we got old Benjamin Berkjelland.
Benjamin? Yeah, you got that part.
Oh, boy, it's going to be like Bjorkjelland.
Birkjelland. You don't say the J, silly goose.
Yeah, sure.
So, Benjamin Birkjelland, just like that, 25-year-old Norwegian-Swedish forward, currently playing in the Norwegian League, has been since the 2015-2016 season. Well, I should say at least half that season, because the first half of the season, he spent time playing in the WSHL, which is the Western States Hockey League, a league that no longer exists. Ended up, a couple of teams ended up moving elsewhere, but the league just as a whole folded, which is a shame. That was a hell of a league. But beside the point, currently playing in Norway, just signed with a new team. He'd been with whoever the hell, I don't know anything about the Norwegian Hockey League. I'm not going to lie to you. So he's been with whoever the Sternian hockey team is, and now he's going over to Villarenga, I'm guessing is how it's pronounced. I don't know. But 12 points, 45 games this last season, 49 penalty minutes, big boy at 6'3", 227 pounds. So just a nice little power forward there in the Norwegian League. I got to look into it, see if he has any skill. It doesn't really play internationally, so don't know. But who knows? Maybe now he's got the Norwegian citizenship, we see him somewhere.
Yeah, and you're not going to get any better than alliteration with a name. You know, if you don't alliterate probably not a great name. Sorry, I don't mean to break dreams out there, but that's just how it is.
You know, Mike, you make a really good point, honestly. Like, if you don't have an alliterated name, if that's even a word, I don't know, then, like, what are you even doing at this point?
You are so right, Chase Crawshaw.
Yeah, absolutely, Mike Mitchelson.
All right. Well, we got to get out of here. This is getting stupid.
Chase, this whole show's been stupid.
Just hit him. Just hit him.
I will hit him with a thank you for checking out the show. You can go follow the socials, Bolts Broadcast on Twitter, Hockey Podcast Network at HockeyPodNet on Twitter, and then WNP, our other show, at WNP Sports Pod on Twitter. And those last two are also both on Instagram at that same exact handle. Make sure to go to HockeyPodcastNetwork.com. You can find all the podcasts on the network right there. Boom, you just click the logo. Listen, easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Wherever you're listening, raise 5 stars. Send us your questions, comments, concerns. We'd appreciate it. Whatever you do, don't forget to use code THPN when you sign up for DraftKings.
Thanks so much for stopping by. We'll talk to you next time.